Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're born into this fantastic universal consciousness, able to interface with the eternal in God. Really, these stupid politicians with their big marble buildings trying to act powerful, they're a joke. Reach out to God. God will touch you. God's real. And I have a lot of these dreams that have come true. Dreams I haven't wrote down, you know, dreams that were amazing. And some were good, some were bad. I mean, I've told the story many times, and we'll go back to Thomas and his story. About I looked older than I was, and I wasn't a drug guy, but I was an alcohol guy. And so even the 16-year-olds, when I was like 14, you know, they're my friends, but they'd come get me because I would go into a liquor store, and for whatever reason, they would sell liquor to me and not to them. And so we'd drive into Dallas because there weren't even liquor stores where I lived. It was a dry county outside Dallas. We'd drive in the county right next to Dallas, into Dallas. We'd drive into the worst neighborhood, and I probably did this 100 times or more. And, you know, your kids, you don't have a lot of money, so you wanted Everclear and Milwaukee's Best or whatever for a party, you know, high school girls or whatever. And I had a dream that I woke up all sweaty from where I'm getting beer, and a guy comes out, pulls a knife on me and whatever, and he has a purple and polo shirt. It was a white crackhead, a purple and green striped polo shirt. And I remember in the dream, I was like in an alley behind a building, and I had the beer. For whatever reason, we'd pulled in behind it. And sure enough, I walk around. The guy tries to mug me. It happens. I defend myself. And I think it was God warning me. So when I saw the guy was ready and was able to not have him, you know, stab me and was able to get out of there with the beer and the Everclear. But the point is, that was one of those dreams. And so I had a lot of those. I don't really have those now. Instead, I just get downloads of information. But that shows you, like in the Matrix where they see the black cat, it disappears like a glitch in the Matrix. Finish up your points, Thomas.
So I was saying that, you know, sometimes you'll have dreams that are nightmarish that seem so real, and you don't want to think, hey, this is our future, this is what's happening. But I think maybe God is showing you a possibility that can happen if you're not, like you said, aware of and have situational awareness. Like I've had dreams of submarines showing up on the coast of the United States and launching missiles into buildings. I don't want that to happen, God forbid, but I think it's like a subconscious collective fear that, you know, we're being invaded, and, you know, we could have an invasion like that with such weak leadership in our country. But I also, you know, have dreams of passed away loved ones that come and visit me, and I have vivid, in-depth conversations with them. And they're giving me, you know, instructions in life on how to, you know, carry on and carry on legacies. And it's just so profound. And I, you know, just give it all up to God that we're able to have that kind of extra sense.
Exactly. I didn't talk about those. I've had those as well.
So it's very cool. And you know, the whole Matrix thing with the cat, I think that is, you know, it's a big symbol for something that a lot of people experience, that kind of deja vu feeling, you know, that you're supposed to take something from that moment. Like, hey, I've seen this before. So there's a lot to it.
Powerful. Thank you so much for talking about that. Yeah, and so everybody out there is like, yeah, I've had this experience. So it's infinite, ladies and gentlemen. And time is not a line. It's a loop or a figure eight, and it's all interconnected. It's incredible, and we're here, and it's just beyond amazing. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to just bam, 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 take your call. So Doug, get ready. Rusty, get ready. Robert, get ready. Joshua, everybody, get ready. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in 60 seconds and go directly to your phone calls. But Satan is not God. Satan is here to test us, and Satan has already been defeated by Jesus Christ and God's sacrifice. And you think about, oh, what a story. God sends down his son. God isn't going to ask us anything God isn't going to do. God is perfect and honest and fair. Isn't that perfectly fair? Think about it. God's real. It's that powerful. God made you. Look at the universe. Oh, you're just a blob of cells. Oh, yeah. 3 billion years ago, you were some salts in the ocean that just got together and just made all this BS. You know it's not true. We're not even from here, folks. We were put here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Levels we're about to travel, and the adventures, my friends, your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, your mouth has not tasted what God has in store for us. The Bible says that, but I've been shown the third heaven, the 12th dimension. I could not even tell you what I saw, because there's no words to describe it. But God is real, and the angels were there. Let's go to your phone calls as promised. Appreciate you holding. Doug in Florida, you're on the air. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A new listener, first-time caller, and just listening to you over the past 2 weeks, you've really helped me turn around my perspective and really get some more hope and optimism moving forward. Real quick, can I explain?
Yes, sir.
Up until 7 years ago, I was a hardcore leftist. Living in California with my wife, Trump starts running, and I start watching some YouTube podcasters and realize that Marxism is a load of crap, and they tear it apart, realize MAGA is right, I'm a conservative, to the chagrin of my wife, and who comes around, and then 3 years ago, she suggests we move to Florida, I'm all in, and even though I'm a member of the John Birch Society, over the past 3 years, I've just been really depressed, disgusted, about the political process, and then hearing you, after all the persecution you're undertaking, and after all the truths you've been revealing, you point towards we need to elect people who actually represent us, to hold these people accountable, to bring them to justice, and let the guilty swing. That's where you're pointing. No wonder they're coming after you, Alex. That message really resonated with me. Because the anything other than that, I don't want to think about. It would be horrible. So it's really given me hope that that's what we need to do. I'm doubling down because if that's your pointing that way, I know I need to go that way, and we really need to get things together to make that happen.
I agree, Doug. Just to be clear, people say if voting changes anything, it'd be illegal. No, they're stealing elections. We have to overpower them. We don't give up because they're cheating. We double down and show the cheating, which blows up in their face even bigger. You see, they want to dominate us and bully us and have us give up. No, we don't give up. We just get stronger, and we're going to win this.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we got to do. I mean, it doesn't say that I'm not, you know, preparing for the just in case. I've got plenty of lead and food and money and silver and all that. But
listen, when you say just in case, the collapse is going to happen, whether it's a year from now or 5 or 10. We're going to go through world government, Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, drones around everywhere, but mass death. But then more people are going to join us once they get this. Then it's going to be a total circus because the globalists think they have us in checkmate because they're going to have the resources cut off so it doesn't matter. They believe we're all going to eat each other, the angrier world. But and a lot of people are going to die. But out of that, we're going to rediscover who we are and become even stronger. I appreciate your call. Let's be 100% clear, folks. Everyone listening to me, you're not going to get out of this. It's just, you get that? You're going to face Satan. Just, it's how it is. It's going down, folks. So just get ready. But we're going to come through it. And a lot of us are going to be dead, but our spirit goes on. It's real, folks. It's a decision you make right now. God's testing you. It's an incredible test, man. You wake up in a world with the stars and the moon and the birds and the bees and the families and all the world, all this incredible crap. People are like, oh, there's nothing made this. There's nothing. No, folks, it's all been put here as a war game before you go to the next level. You're not going to be given the incredible power you're about to get next level without a test, folks. And let me tell you a little secret here. It's not a secret, but what they teach in the mainline Christian church is you go to heaven, skip the break coming up, we'll get all the calls, and you float around in a cloud and play a harp. No, sir. What happened? Satan took one-third of the angels, rebelled against God. That's what's going on. And that's just in this sector. Christ said, I have many flocks in Israel, in Judea. What do you mean? This ain't the only rodeo, folks. I've seen it. I've been there. This is not the only rodeo. And basically, Hollywood shows you this, but creates an archetype. Oh, we'll have world government and all this unity and the Starfleet with the UN symbol. And you're going to get, there's going to be this utopia and you're in Starfleet and all this stuff. Oh, you're going to be in Starfleet, all right. But the point is that you're going to, you think you're going to go up to heaven. You can always go for R&R and be with God and just be in total bliss. But God knows you're not going to do that. You're going to sign up for the next mission. And that's all I'm trying to explain to you. That is, this is a test, ladies and gentlemen, before we go in and save a lot of spirits, a lot of entities, a lot of creatures. We're being recruited to go to the next level in a long-term intergalactic war. And I'd read this in a book. I haven't seen this anywhere. I've been there. I've been shown it. And it's beyond even this dimension. It's heavy. This is just boot camp, folks. This is level one, baby. Level one. We're on level one. Let's go to Rusty in Colorado. Rusty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy 1776 to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a community notes contributor. I want to go over a few things for four ways.
She's talking about Twitter, so describe what that means and go ahead.
Community Notes is the New Age fact check system that Twitter uses to disseminate so-called disinformation and add context to somewhat informative information. So there's four ways to avoid getting a community note. The first one is advertising. Advertisements are very hard to put a community note on, especially if you have good reviews. So if you can hear my voice, go to an InfoWars store site that you can leave a review on, any of them, and leave good reviews, because that gives good contributors ammunition to fight the bad actors inside the system. The second way to avoid a community note is to post memes as satire. Satire is very hard to place a community note on.
That's right. AI has big trouble, and even humans do, categorizing it. Yes, the joke, the jester is king.
Oh, yeah, and it's a great way to frame a real discussion in a humorous way. So there's actually an option inside for me as a community notes contributor. If I see something that has a pending note that is satire, I just click satire, no note needed. Bam, done. So the third way would be frame your discussion in the form of an opinion, okay? Same thing. There's a way for me to say, oh, that's an opinion, no note needed. If I say, guy's purple today, and some other bad actor inside the system says, no, it's actually blue. Well, I said at the front end of my comment, I said, no, this is my opinion. I'm not stating fact. So it makes it very, very difficult to put a community note on that. Finally, you want to form your post in the way of a question, right? You could say, oh, I think these reviews from this water filter are great or whatever. Do you agree with me? It's impossible to put a community note on a question. There's a big section in the rules for community notes providers to say, if you want to answer a question, you need to go into the comments, right? Nearly all, 90% more than that of questions get turned down for community notes.
And for those that don't know, community notes is a great revolutionary thing. You don't censor things. You just let people then make comments about it, and that creates its own debate.
Yes, sir. And if you do happen to get a community note that falls into one of those four categories, you can contest it. There's a way.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ramses the First ordered all firstborn Jews killed because they knew from their satanic sources that there was going to be deliverers in them. And I agree, they want to abort and kill our children because they fear them. They know the deliverers are in there.
When I look at my children, I am taking them, and they are practicing bow hunting, and they are doing the things that I did not do as a child because I didn't think this way. They know more now than what I ever even thought about when I was their age. So they are going to be stronger. They're going to be the people that truly, I believe, free us, because they know so much more than what I did when I was their age. You almost have
well, that's to right. I mean, let's be honest. With the millennials and stuff, they program with phones and TVs. They're wiped out. Some good's going to come out of them. But it's the generation now being born that we're seeing explosive awareness in right now. The spirit is really activating them. You're totally right.
Young people around me, I'm in a business where there are some young people, and I'm in and out, but they know. They know so much, and they're 20. I mean, and I just really
believe my 6.5-year-old daughter has been protected from all this knowledge. She already knows it, talks to me like a 40-year-old woman. And it's like frightening. It's like, wow.
Well, the most important thing you can teach them is to question everything. When the news comes on in my house, which is very rarely because we don't watch mainstream, they're just like, oh, the liars are on, and they change it.
Well, that's right. The left said don't teach your children any values because they want to teach them their satanic values. If you simply don't even tell children what to believe, just say, hey, these people are lying, catch it for yourself, they are off and running. They want to be led. And then empowered. You're absolutely right. Beautiful, beautiful testimony. Anything else?
And read the Bible with your children. Question everything. Don't scare them, but just put it in them that they are Americans.
I'll tell you what's wild. My 6.5-year-old daughter, I'm saying with my son, my only son, I have three daughters, she just begs to have the Bible read to her. She just, and we didn't even tell her it's like powerful or that, you know, she just wants to hear it. Thank you so much for the call. She just knows. It's amazing. They're really turned toward God. They're already like a satellite dish. They're already aimed, folks. Ready for the transmission. We're going to give it to them. Robert in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First off, I just want to say I wish I was a part of your generation so badly, especially after listening to you, which, by the way, was before episode 9/11 on Joe Rogan. And I just want to say I felt the same way about 1255 and 55 you did, but he didn't seem to feel that way. I don't know if it was a thing or not. I don't know if you even remember that, but how are you doing, brother?
No, what specifically happened on Joe Rogan? I mean, I know the episode you're talking about. What was said?
Which one, 9/11, 1255?
No, what are you saying? I'm not getting the gist of what you're saying.
Oh, you said I see that you had me on 9/11, 1255, and 155, and you were like, is that a coincidence? And he goes, no, just so happened to be the 155. And you were like, oh, I don't know, the 1555, sorry.
No, I remember that now. I remember that now.
Man, I've been following you. First off, everything you say is real, and everyone knows that. But I originally was calling in. I wanted to say that you and Tucker Carlson together, I mean, it's just, it's better than bread and butter. It's probably bread and garlic butter. When you talk, you balance each other out so just significantly and eloquently in a way where you combat each other sometimes, but you're both down to earth and you can see the respect and love for each other. So I just want to say, for anyone who hasn't heard them, you got to take a listen to Tucker and Alex.
Well, people always ask, is Tucker really that happy and that nice? And it's even more so in person. The guy, he's like Santa Claus. I mean, he's just like in such a good mood.
I was going to say, everything you said about him seems totally true, even after he got off Fox. I've been watching him since when he was on Fox, and after he got off Fox, he kind of did go let loose, and you could see his more genuine, goofy side and his laugh and more and all. It's just, you could see it's real. I agree with you entirely in that aspect. As far as World War III, I just want to say, you know, it's time for not only the global on in the world to just start to view our entire world as more of a global society as opposed to just a global economy, because sure, economy has things to do with society, but a society and a culture matters, and there's individual cultures and societies that matter, but ultimately we're all human. And if we all came together in the humanity aspect, things would come together in the other aspects, and it would gradually grow. And looking at it from a 30,000-point stand view, everyone feels that way deep down, whether it comes to their egos engulfing their parts of their bodies and beings that disrespect the ultimate goal in life. Whatever it is, everyone sees it as some particle inside of their bodies, and if we could just reach that and tap into it somehow. I have some ideas, truthfully, but...
Tell us.
Roger that. Well, I developed kind of a business plan for some of the global elites in order to sort of not lose money and kind of create a way to still make money while not destroying everyone else in their path beneath them. That would be a long topic. Other than that, I think really kind of what you're doing and what other people are doing, but just kind of putting more feet and boots on the ground. And if I had an idea for what something you could do, you could create a little side project that wouldn't cost too much money, but it wouldn't be so much classes, but it would ultimately be something that you overviewed, maybe went to a few appearances here and there when you had time, but you put people in place to teach people the right way to be, kind of like the traditional way mixed with the new modern way.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to teach myself how to be, but no, I hear you. It's a great idea. We're actually talking about trying to do some things like that. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, I don't want to cut these callers short, so we're going to go to break and come back with Cindy and Alvin and Nathan and Joshua and Jack and Lewis and everybody else here. And then Jay Dyer's taking over. But here's a couple things I want to hit right now before we go to break. Look at this headline. It's on InfoWars.com. It's like the CDC director video and statements. Here we go again. CDC director tells public to take COVID vaccines, social distance, and wear masks. So here we go again. CDC director tells public to take COVID vaccines, social distance, and wear masks. Boom! Now, we got ahead of it in August, so they backed off. And I predicted, I said, they're going to come back again in a few months. And they did it. So I didn't make that up. It's on record. You've seen it. It's happening everywhere. Boom. There it is. Okay. But it's not about being right. It's about getting ahead of it now. We know they're trying it and saying no. Look at this. I got to go to break. I'll hit this one, come back and go to your calls. Alex Jones might be making a comeback. Am I making a comeback? That's Newsweek. We'll hit that when we come back. And then Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, crack up, recalling prank phone call to ex-CNN host Brian Stelter. We did prank call him. We did video it. And I've decided to release it next week. And I did make a joke to Brian. I said, I want to marry him. And Brian was very excited, actually. And Tucker made that. I mean, I'm serious. So I was joking, folks. I don't want to marry Brian Stelter. It was a... We had a few drinks. Tucker wasn't drinking. We had some steaks. The rest of the crew was drinking. And he goes, let's go down to the river, you know, the dark with flashlights. And they go, hey, Brian Stelter keeps calling me. And I said, well, let's call him. So we called him. And I had a few drinks. So had a little bit of fun. It's pretty stupid. Hey, we should invite Brian Stelter on the air. Hey, Brian, you were a big star. Not on your show, but on mine. Look for that next week. It's going to be really hilarious. It's like a 7-minute phone call with Brian Stelter. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. More your call straight ahead. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, anything, get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
And once you're locked in 50 minutes, city's eating bugs. Oh, the left's so much fun till they get you where they want you, and then you're in a cage. Yeah.
Yeah, not
we're going to break out of this prison planet. We're going interstellar. Nobody's going to stop us. We got God on our side. We were put here as a launch pad, baby. I can tell you. I've been up there with the high command. I've seen it. It's real. Get ready, folks. Join us now. Sign up to go to faraway, incredible locations. Like the one you're on right now. Could it be any cooler? Dangerous. But real as hell. You meet a woman, you're passionate, you marry, you have children. A merger of you and her. I mean, it just gets cooler by the second. It's all fantastic. But they tell you, oh, my new Netflix show, you know, hasn't come out. I'm depressed. World's so boring. But you ain't opened your eyes up and ain't opened your soul up. All right, I want to go back to your phone calls, but I've just got to hit this article. It's funny. And you know, I've been talking to a lot of people. I probably had three people today and three or four yesterday and a bunch in the last week say, Jones, you used to be funny. You got so serious over the years that it's a bummer. Can you be funny again? The crew was telling me that last week when I was doing the English accent like an hour straight. And so, yes, I'm gonna try to be more funny here. And so we're going to dredge up old funny things we've done, but also do new funny things. So we have Fartgate. Before Jay Dyer takes over, after I take your calls, you want it, you got it. It's a major scandal, Fartgate. It doesn't just end or start with John Kerry blasting off at the COP28 event. Oh, it gets more serious. The answer is putting a giant fart bag on him like they're doing the cows in Canada. I demand John Kerry not just fly on private jets. He should stop that. He should put a giant methane bag on his back because he's got a big fart problem. I know that already happened a few days ago, but I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, you're so serious, you didn't even play this. We don't have any Republicans literally on real foot. They admit this is real. Like, he's like, we've got to stop cows and methane. I mean, it's like you couldn't come up with comedy this good. But they take themselves so serious, the unintentional comedy is just platinum, triple diamond. All right, let's stop right there. I have a tendency to say coming up and then hit it all right now. But, I mean, you talk about, you know, you've heard of Falcon Heavies, man. This guy almost took off. He farted so hard. So, Mr. Botox, Mr. Frankenstein. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, there's a Newsweek article and a bunch of others. Alex Jones might be making a comeback. Well, let me explain something. As soon as the audience, when I got the platform and attacked in the last 6 years, decided to stand with us, we made our comeback. We never went away. We became more influential, which you one-dimensional thinkers that serve El Diablo can't seem to get your heads out of your butts and figure out. So I love this statement. Is Alex Jones making a comeback? And the answer is no. We already made a comeback because we never went away. You guys declare victory, and you don't even have a victory. So you just keep thinking you dictate reality like you're God. You're not God. And InfoWars never went away. We were put through the fire. And only because of God acting through the audience of activists are we still here. So, pretty ridiculous. And like I said, next week, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, crank call, Brian Stelter. It's true. It's true. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. And you'll hear it next week if we're still in the air. I don't take any. I'm like the left that declares victory. I think we're starting to turn the tide, but I'm not about to declare victory because there's always a new challenge. The universe would be stagnant if God did not do that. And I just really agree with God. I don't even pretend to even be the judge of God. I just agree with whatever the big kahuna says. Yes, sir. I'm 100% on board, whatever you say. And God goes, then incredible justice and freedom and beauty and love and family and eternal life and everything's badass and awesome, but you got to fight evil. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a great deal. Thank you for consciousness. Thanks for making me. It really is great to exist and great to have all this power and freedom. Wow, thank you very much for that. I'm going to go against that. I'm going to get on my belly in front of it. And then God says, yes, you've been given beyond nirvana, total completion in my presence, but now I ask you to choose, will you leave my presence to fight evil? and that's the next level, and you have to leave God's presence. You're still getting beamed information. God's still there like a warm fire to your back, but the storm, the freezing cold of evil is pouring in on you, and God's going to tie you to a rope and lower you down into hell to do work. Yeah, folks, there isn't a candy land after this. But you already know it's all real and have full, complete interface with God and consciousness, and you will be begging to be put in enemy's face. You'll be begging to be dumped into the operations. You'll be begging to fight anti-life. And you're going to spread life throughout this dimension and others. You're going to do things you can't even imagine. You're going to be building entire galaxies, universes. You're going to be, it's unlimited, ladies and gentlemen. You're engineers. You're master builders. You're the architects. The Luciferians call, you know, Satan the great architect, because God's called the great architect. No, they're not the architect of anything but failure. You want to work for the great architect? Get in league with God right now. And all God's offering is the truth. And it is amazing. I'm going to stop preaching. Oh, my gosh. All right. Fire all of your guns at once, Sam. Explode into space. Skip the break. I'm going to get all these calls. I'm going to stop preaching. Cindy in South Carolina. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to, I guess, represent the potential atheists or people that have different faiths or non-faiths. But I've, for whatever reason, maybe the Tucker Carlson thing last night, but I was told by a friend today's the day to call, and after 3 years, I finally got through. I have a story that I should have told 3 years ago. In November of 2019, I have a friend who is a private chef, a very high-end private chef out of Charleston. This person gets hired by politicians and royalty. This person was employed at that time in the Netherlands, feeding a large contingency of people who are politicians and royalty, including their children. And at that time, at that event, it was at night, they were offered a shot, and they believed it to be a flu shot initially, but it wasn't. As the night went on, everybody was being inoculated with a virus that was to come, an unnamed virus that was not the flu. And I've known that I should have told that story for whatever reason. Maybe it'll result in someone else telling a story, but that's my story, and that's the end of it.
Well, I mean, you sound credible. I don't know what you're saying is true. I'm not saying you're lying, but it came out in the London Guardian about 15 years ago, and Der Spiegel about 12 years ago, if memory serves. Quote, elites get special secret vaccines. They get, quote, clean vaccines. So inoculations are real science. And, yeah, whatever they're about to release on us or already have, they've already been given the protection. That's why they caught Netanyahu and a bunch of them acting like they give them the shots, but everybody – and it also happened with who's the guy that installs the lambs? What's that British actor's name? Anthony Hopkins. He got caught. It was totally fake. So, yeah, they've already – that's the thing. You're in the club, you get taken care of. What else did they say about this? What else did they say about this?
That was it. That there was, it went on for hours. It was a huge amount of people, including children, and they were offered it and declined because it seemed like a wise thing to decline.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
In my opinion, say, God, show me. Because God will not push you around. So it's about your free will. God made you because you have free will, Cindy. That's why God won't mess with your free will. Do you understand that?
I do.
So God will not directly intervene in your life unless you ask God to. I appreciate your call. That's a decision for you to make. I would suggest you launch yourself into a wider world right now, Cindy. Thank you. Joshua in New Mexico. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, real quick, I just want to do a quick plug for your products. I started getting your products over a year ago, and the first ones that I got was X2, Super Male Vitality, and Living Defense. And I noticed right away after taking those, I felt much more stamina. I wouldn't say that I had more energy. I could just feel that I had much more stamina. And so since then, I've just, you know, been a full-on believer. I order as many things as I can. I've tried all your products. My personal favorites is, of course, anything with iodine, X2. Right now I ordered some more. I got X3. I think X2 is better in my opinion, but they're both good. I take them both. I love 1776 testosterone. Brain Force is awesome. Also, I want to let a lot of people know out there, too, that it's not just about how I feel. There's also real results that I've seen from your products. I started giving my dad your products, and like I said, it started the same with him as just iodine and Living Defense. And then because, you know, he's had some heart issues in the past, I started giving him the Ultimate Krill Oil. And after taking that roughly on and off for, you know, about a year's time or something, whenever he went to the doctor and took his checkups and they did blood tests and everything like that, everything was improved across the board, essentially. And so he didn't make any big, you know, lifetime changes. He didn't, or lifestyle changes. He didn't exercise more. He did the same stuff. The only thing that changed were those products.
And it definitely moved the needle.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, by the way, it's not denied that pure fish oil or pure krill oil is incredible for your brain, heart, cardiovascular. The problem is the cheaper brands do almost nothing because they're homogenized. They boil it because they boil down much of the fish or much of the krill. It's got to be cold pressed, it's the medical grade stuff we sell. You go to any major doctor's office or any longevity office, they're selling the same stuff we sell. And the problem is it gives you terrible burps. So I would take it with a meal. It's not as effective as you do that, but I just can't take it alone. But it gives you amazing energy, everything. And it's the essence of your body. I mean, and I'll say krill is even better than the fish. We have the best fish, the best krill, and it's amazing.
I'd order krill if you had it again, but I just settled for the ultimate fish oil. But here's the funny thing, Alex, is that my dad never said that he had fish burps or he never saw Santa Claus when he went to sleep at night, but he still got all these benefits.
Let me tell you, if you want to have incredible dreams, take three or four fish oils or a couple of krill oils before you go to bed. It's definitely psychotropic. I mean, it's not listed as that, but it does incredible things. And I thought we had krill oil back in stock. I guess both are sold out. Whatever. It's all insane. But don't even get ours, folks. Just get one. Like if people can't get X2, go out and get a Himalayan salt or a sea salt that's purple or pink. That's got some of the real iodine in it. So thank you so much for the call, Joshua. Thank you so much for the plug. What was the news? Oh, yeah, they hung up on me. I messed up. Joshua, call back. I apologize. We can get back in. I meant like, what was your next point? When I say thanks for the call, they hang up on you. My fault. Call back Joshua to make your news point there. It all works, folks. But they medically, in the medical journals, like even the FDA doesn't come after you saying fish oil and krill oil are good for your heart and cardiovascular. It's a fact. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Hawaii. Nathan, thank you so much for holding, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. God bless.
God bless you.
Quick plug. Well, all your products that I've tried, they work. They're all legit. But wanted to plug HGH Max Boost. Been sleeping far better, waking up more rested. Lean muscle mass has just greatly improved. And a kind of added plus that I wasn't expecting is the little man has gotten far meatier. A lot more weight, a lot more girth. So very, very pleased with that.
Yeah, well, for folks who don't know, this is the formula that the Olympic athletes are legally allowed to take. It really, in fact, quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest, 2.0 is a little weaker than the last one. Part of it stronger, part of it weaker, because it was just too strong. But yeah, this is a very powerful formula.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I didn't get to try the other formula, but this one has worked.
Well, if you think the new one's great, the other one was too powerful. But, I mean, we beefed up some stuff, less than some of the others, but yeah.
So, yeah, so just wanted to plug that. I'm thoroughly happy with all your products, though. But HGH Max Boost 2.0 has just been great for me. Just wanted to speak to the InfoWar family real quick. I just wanted to remind everybody that it says in God's Word that God turns all things for good for those who love Him. And so if you truly love and trust God with all your heart, no matter how dark and nasty this world gets, God is going to turn all things for good. And so I just wanted to remind
you. No, I agree. But you've got to know, though, me or I may get tortured to death, but then it saves 100,000 children. So you have to realize it's long game. God may sacrifice us for the greater good. We've got to be ready for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you might have to go through some trials and tribulation. But in the end, all things will be good for you.
Yeah, read that passage. So, I forget where that is in the Bible. Such a beautiful passage. Say that again.
I don't have it on hand. But
no, guys, pull it up. God will turn all things towards good, the Bible verse. But say the verse again. If we love God, if we trust God, He will turn all things towards good. What's the exact quote?
He said He will turn all things for good for those who love God. And that's true. It's in the Word. It's truth.
Well, I knew that, but I never really lived it. I wasn't worried about it. I was going to do what I was going to do. But I've always noticed the worse the attack, the more painful, I'm always like, wait, around the corner, something even 10 times better is going to happen. So I've learned to almost enjoy it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that's because we're not building up treasure for ourselves here on earth. We're building up treasure for the afterlife. And so your treasures are in another place, and they don't rot and rust away. They're treasures for eternity. And that's,
and the treasure, that's really what I the treasure is closeness to God and wisdom to help others. That's when you finally get the treasure. It's not a car or a box of diamonds or gold. It's literally consciousness.
Absolutely. And one more point I wanted to make, Alex, as we head into here to Christmas time. I believe it's Micah 5:5, where it says, "And he will be their peace." And it's Micah prophesying about the coming of Christ. And that Jesus Christ is peace. He is peace. And so if you want true peace in your life, you need Jesus Christ in your life.
Well, that's what I was telling the lady earlier, is that the real God does not force himself on you. She's got to ask God to come in.
That's true, because he's knocking at the door, and it's up to you to open the door and let him into your life. And then he will move in your life like you would not believe.
And I love, though, she could feel it, but there was an evil thing blocking it right there. She's like, I want to. All she's got to do is say it.
She just got to submit. She's just got to make herself vulnerable and open that door and let God in.
And it's a big deal, because it's you will feel shamed, folks, when you find, if you've not had God in your life before and you open the door, you're gonna see who you really are. And it's big, but I mean, it's great, though.
Amen. It really is. So hopefully that lady takes your advice.
Thank you, Nathan. Beautiful call. All right, let's jam in Calvin in California. Go ahead, Calvin.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? This is Calvin.
Welcome.
Hey, listening this morning, you were talking about your joy, which I understand the feeling over the last several years, what we've gone through, because I used to be the happy-go-lucky guy, too. And I was just reading in the Bible that yesterday about that very thing, and it brought it to mind when you said it. So can I read it? It is quick scripture.
Go ahead.
Jesus said, "When you obey me and you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father and remain in his love, I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow." So anyway, it just brought me to mind the...
That's right. Christ is the circuit breaker that brings it into earth.
Correct. And if you following him, he will bring that joy back to you, and it'll be filled. You'll be filled with his joy. It'll overflow you. It'll control your life. You'll be one, like you said, with that God, the Father of the universe, Jesus. He'll bring that joy to you, and he's brought it back to me. He's filled my life. Not just there, but everyday things and things I see, and his presence is always with me. And it's even stronger now, I think, because of all the tyranny we've come under. So with great, great strife comes great power. And it's up to us.
That's right. The beginning of knowledge is sorrow. I don't want to cut you off, but I got to go because I got to get to Jack and Lewis. And then I'm going to have some fun. People want jokes and have some fun. We got Fartgate coming up. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.